You're listening to Teaching Millionaires Podcast, as always, hosted by Rich Smith. You're now on the path to learning more about personal finance and achieving financial freedom. Are you ready? And now your host, Rich Smith.
What if I told you that I am completely debt-free? We're talking no credit cards, no student loans, all the cars, houses, rental properties, 100% debt-free, but it only lasted for one day, 24 hours. That's right. Today, I'm going to share with you exactly how we got there, what happened, and why it may not actually be a bad thing. Maybe it's a blessing in disguise that it only lasted for one day. So stick around. You're not going to want to miss this. So you heard right. We were finally debt-free. Now, I know there's this whole community online, people who track their debt-free journey, perhaps they're fans of Dave Ramsey, and I'm not really honestly into that at all. I just knew that it was going to be a goal of me and my wife and kids to make sure that we had everything paid off in our 30s. I didn't want to be turning like 40 years old and still having a mortgage, or if I could help it, you know, paying on a car or student loans. But when we finally got everything paid off, life threw us a curveball, and I'm going to explain exactly what happened. So real quick, drop a like for this video. I really appreciate it. And if you want to keep the conversation going, you can check out our private Discord community. So here we go. I'll flash a picture of the family on the screen right now. As you can see, our family of four has been growing. My wife and I, we've been married just about 10 years. We actually celebrate our anniversary later on this year. And when we first met right out of college, we both had student loans. Hers were in the ballpark of just under $18,000. And when I was preparing for this video, I asked her, how were yours so much less than mine? Because mine were closer to $45,000 in student loan debt. And she explained to me that she was valedictorian of her high school. She got scholarships. Even when she went to grad school to become a nurse practitioner, she was able to get some of it paid for through the hospital she was working at because she was also going to school at the university that was affiliated with the college. So when you take a look at what I was dealing with as an educator, as a teacher here in New York State, I went away to a local school. I would call it local, like a state school, only about 60 miles from my hometown. And anyway, I had to take out student loans for everything from room, board, tuition. And I tried my hardest. Honestly, I did work study jobs. I was delivering the mail in one of the residence halls. I became an RA, a residence assistant, 1 year to try to save some money there. And I even picked up a couple of odd jobs here or there. But still, I ended up with over $45,000 in student loan debt. And again, here in New York State, you were required to get your master's degree to teach in the classroom. So I was able to sort of pay out of pocket for that and only take out a few thousand in student loans. So here's problem number one. My wife and I, future wife, we meet, we fall in love, we're going to get engaged, eventually married, but we are over $60,000 in student loan debt. Now, I want you to keep those numbers in mind because I'm sure this story is going to sound super familiar for a lot of folks. Now, I start my first teaching job. My wife starts her first nursing job. We're both in grad school. We both need vehicles to go to school at night, work during the day. So she picks up a car for right around $20,000. I can flash a picture of it on the screen right now. Nothing fancy. We're talking a 2009 Chevy Cobalt. We actually still have it. I actually enjoy driving it in the winter. It has something like 150,000 miles, and it's whatever it is, 12, 13 years old at this time. Now, my first vehicle right out of college was nothing conventional. I was actually looking for like a 2008, 2009 Toyota Corolla, and instead I found a one-year-old used 2008 Mustang with something like 15,000 miles on it. And it was about the same price as the Corolla. And I was like, you know what? Let me pull the trigger. I had to drive the thing in the winter, which wasn't the easiest in upstate New York with the snow. But I got that car for just under $20,000. And I think when you like add it all up, taxes or whatever, like the sticker price was right around 18, But then, you know, like I had to the taxes or whatever. So yeah, right around $20,000. Now, flash forward, we get married, we start having children, and we need a more reliable vehicle for the kids. Can't be throwing car seats in the Mustang. Not that you can, because I currently have two in the back seat right now. But we decided to buy together our first, you know, married couple car, a 2015 RAV4. Now, this Toyota was right around $21,000. Again, we bought it like 1 year used. It had less than 20,000 miles on it, and we still own that today. So when you add up our vehicles, hers and mine, over the past like 10, 12 years, we spent nearly $59,000 on three vehicles, and we own them all outright right now. We don't like have a lease payment. I also have a little fund that like I keep going for repairs and eventually buying a new car. And I think we might be going down that road sooner than later. Now, moving on to homes or houses, I actually found out about a program called the First Home Club, where you could save some money. It was like a dedicated savings program. And for every dollar you saved up to something like $1,800 in this account, the government would give you like some grant money as a first-time home buyer. At the time, I think it was you save a dollar, they'll give you like $3. Now, again, it was only up to like $1,800 that I had to save over the course of 10 months. But I did this program and I was able to buy a house right in my hometown. It was actually a downstairs, upstairs style, like duplex, if you will. And I live downstairs, and I brought it from the owner, the guy that formerly owned it. His daughter actually lived upstairs and paid rent, so she just started paying rent to me. The purchase price on that was right around $132,000. And that is the house that we have just paid off. I mentioned only being debt-free for one day, so I'll tell you what happened in a second. But my wife and I bought a house that we've lived in together, and that home was purchased for just under $140,000. So when you combine the two homes that we still own today, I still rent out the one, and we live in the one that I'm recording in right now, we spent just about $275,000. Now, to my West Coast friends or people in like a major city, I know those numbers sound crazy to you, but these are smaller homes that we purchased about 10, maybe 12 years ago, and now we have fully paid them off. Quick break from the show to talk about travel. That's right. Everyone's asking me if we have any trips planned, and I always reply yes, because my family has buy one, get one free flights with Southwest Airlines. It's no secret, but not too long ago, I wrote an ebook on how to earn the Southwest Airlines Companion Pass. This gets you and a companion the ability to fly on Southwest Airlines for up to 2 years with buy one, get one free flights. As always, I'm sharing this with you, my loyal podcast listeners, 100% for free. So check out the link in the show notes to download a free copy of the ebook and learn how to travel the world using points and miles today. Over the past year, I've helped thousands of businesses get back millions of dollars because of a federal program called the Employee Retention Credit, ERC. Now it's your turn. I need your help to spread the word to other business owners you know and in your community. That's right, Forbes.com estimates that over 80% of business owners are good candidates for ERC, but still did not know about this program. Well, the good folks at the ERC Specialist have an affiliate program. By signing up, you can help educate other business owners about the Employee Retention Credit, help them get this life-changing money, and earn yourself a commission. It's win-win for all of us. If you're interested in helping, then check out my link in the show notes to sign up. All right, now back to the show. Okay, before we get to key takeaways, I wanted to throw some totals your way. And yes, I will explain why we were only debt-free for one day, 24 hours. But for my wife and I, graduating as a nurse, becoming a nurse practitioner, graduating as a teacher, becoming a master teacher, our student loan debt together was just over $61,000. The majority of that was paid off first, meaning before any cars, before any of the houses. Even though the interest rates at times were lower, some were higher, and that was just something that first we paid off for her and then we paid off for me. Discussing the vehicles, a vehicle is something almost everybody needs. Again, if you like riding your bike or you can, you know, take the bus, you know, God bless you. But for us, we both needed vehicles to get to and from work. We still do. Having a family, we needed something that was a little bit more reliable, maybe a little bit bigger. So all in, we spent just over $60,000 on cars the past 10, 12 years or so. And I know that we are going to need to, at some point, make another purchase for another vehicle. For example, I still have that Mustang. Really don't like driving it in the winter, especially with the kids in the back seat, if you can kind of see what I mean. That Cobalt is great if you're just kind of bumming around town yourself. But as the kids get older and you need to pick up friends, or maybe you've got some like sports equipment to throw in the back seat, we're looking at some sort of vehicle that would be something a little bit larger. Very soon in the near future. And moving on to homes, I wanted to keep that rental property, and I look at it now as a source of quote unquote passive income. Yes, I still need to save each and every month for the taxes, for the insurance, for repairs, for vacancies, but I've been doing it so long that I kind of have that part down, and now I can actually take some of the money that is coming in from rent and use it for our everyday expenses or use it for other things that where before I probably was just putting all of it and some of my own money out of pocket towards paying off the house. So when you add up the cost of that house, that mortgage, plus the home that we live in now, my wife and I spent just over $275,000 for each home. We are probably going to sell the one that we live in now. And here's the big reveal. We found a house to move into almost immediately, and we were not looking. For example, I'll tell you the quick story. I made the final payment on that rental property on Monday. It was awesome. I felt great. I texted some family. They said congratulations. On that same day, my mother-in-law sent my wife a house. She does this from time to time. They're always like texting back and forth. And this beautiful home, I'll flash some pictures up on the screen right now of the house. Here's the, you know, kitchen, the living room. It really is going to be a great place to raise our family, have friends and guests over. And we've really outgrown this space. I'm here recording in the garage, no basement, no attic. It's like 1,200 square feet right now for our dog, family of four. So we're excited to move into this new home. And it was supposed to be going on the market basically on Thursday, but I was going out of town. And I called the realtor up and said, hey, listen, can we look at this early? I think I called him on a Wednesday. And I knew the open house was the next day. He goes, hey, you want to see it right now? And so anyway, We look at it, and it was just meant to be. Made an offer, got accepted. We are very close to closing, so you may see a new YouTube studio in the near future. And I couldn't be more happy to go ahead and say, listen, honey, even though we were debt-free, let's take out a mortgage for this house. I'm going to still plan to grow my business. We're still going to max out our retirement accounts, save for the kids 529s, child Roth IRAs. We're not going to hold any credit card debt. In fact, the mortgage rates right now are insane. I think our rate's going to be something between like 5 and 7% those first few years. So my plan is simply to pay this home off within the next 24, if need be, 36 months. Again, if we sell this house, this money can be rolled into that mortgage. I gotta say that even though I'm not a huge fan of like debt-free stories or screaming, you know, hey, I'm debt-free and telling all your neighbors and friends, I wanted to make this video to simply say it is a bit kind of like infectious or contagious. It's like a habit being debt-free. And I can see myself in the future, if need be, you know, buying a commercial building and taking out a loan. I could see myself, you know, carrying a mortgage for like a rental property in another state, like a vacation home that, you know, someone's actively renting out and paying me for. I know and have that entrepreneurial mindset, so I'm not afraid of debt. I will leverage the equity that we have if need be. But I do see myself in the next like 10 years just saying, you know, enough's enough and paying everything off and then just having that steady flow of income coming in from my different assets and entrepreneurial, you know, adventures or ventures, businesses, if you will. But let me know what you think down below in the comments. You know, we were only debt-free for a day, and I'm sure if I make another video in a year or two, it will probably be debt-free again, and maybe it'll be for a little bit longer this time. Also, if you're new to the channel, please don't forget to hit subscribe and ring that notification bell. All right, as always, I'm Rich, and until next time.
Thanks so much for listening to Teaching Millionaires Podcast. If you liked the show and want to know more, check out our website at teachingmillionaires.com. Remember to leave us a review, rate the podcast 5 stars, and if you're new to the show, hit that subscribe button.